Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, y'all, to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, and we have jumped ahead on time. We are now into officially the spring season, according to the calendar anyway. I don't know where you are, but where we are here in Michigan, it hasn't rained in like 12 days, which is super atypical for the Michigan spring. But glad to see the sunshine every day, and makes you want to get out and fire up a grill or a smoker, or maybe do a little bit of cleanup. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is a little bit of spring cleanup. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, yeah, thanks, and welcome. It is 4 days into spring now, so it's a little too early to shoot the rain in the keister.
Right.
It's coming.
Yeah.
But what I'm looking forward to is in a couple of weeks maybe getting some steelhead fishing in.
Uh-huh. I had a buddy on Facebook that I think caught an early run. He showed a picture of him, and he was kneeling in the snow on the side of the stream,
but he had
a fish in his hand. So I was like, "Yeah, okay, it's coming." I'm pumped up about that too. That's one of the rites of spring.
Yes,
in my opinion.
So there's a happy possum somewhere.
Right. Yeah. I don't know if he threw it back or not, but
no,
yeah.
I mean the gut pile.
Oh yeah. Right. Yeah.
They like those cleaning up after us.
Yeah.
Another good reason to leave those possum alone. I think in the past we've all been mean to possums. And
all they do is smile at you.
I know. They're grinners. Yeah. But, you know, it's North America's only marsupial, right?
Right. Yeah.
And I've been reading up a lot on them for some crazy reason. I think there's a love group out there posting all kinds of stuff on them. But honestly, they do a lot of good. They eat a lot of insects. So.
Right.
I live in Mosquito Haven out in West Michigan in the woods, and I think it's probably about as bad for mosquitoes as anywhere I've ever been. And, you know, I spent a lot of time in my youth in the UP, and I thought that was the worst. But I think Lowell, Michigan might be as bad as the UP.
Right.
They're a little bigger skeeters up there.
Yeah, right. Not carrying you away so
no,
much. Yeah.
Not so much.
Exactly.
Did you grill anything good this week?
You know, it was, since I've talked to you, the St. Paddy's Day was last weekend on mm-hmm. Saturday. And, of course, we had Billy Quinn in, and he throws a heck of a party. I went home, and Saturday got away from me with St. Paddy's Day. So I worked on Sunday, and I put the corned beef that I bought out of the store in the bag with the juice and the seeds, took it out, rinsed it off, put it on my smoker, fat side up, okay, and I cooked it on there and for about 2 hours till it got to 150 degrees internal temperature, right? Then I took and put it in just a foil pan, right, and put some apricot marmalade on top of it, and this is fat side up. I cooked it fat side up, and then I put it in that tin, put my remote thermometer in it and took it to 195. And I tell you what, that it was perfectly done. I didn't use the little seed packet. There was no boiling involved at all.
Bird seed on it?
Right, no. I put the smoke to it for the first couple hours and then kind of sealed it up in that pan and took it to 195. And it was, you know, just flaking off like it should.
Nice.
Oh, man, it was fabulous. But I picked up that recipe online, right? I just Googled smoked corned beef, so I can't take credit for anything, but the apricot gave it kind of, I know that Michelle liked it a lot better than just a regular piece of corned beef because it had a little bit of a sweet tinge to it, and just tasty. It was just a good thing, and no seasoning other than the apricot on there, and it kind of glazed a little bit when it was covered in that foil and steamed it a little bit too, and it was just a good little recipe, man.
Nice.
Yeah, what about you?
You know, Maureen made that big Irish dinner, so I did the corned beef for her in my Dutch oven.
Oh, well, surprise, surprise.
But I trimmed all the fat off of it.
Okay.
And threw it in with a little bit of stout and, gosh, I don't even remember what I put. That was a week ago now. So just probably left it in for about 3.5 hours, and it was just perfect. She added it to, well, I made several of them because we ended up with quite a crowd at our house. And she made some Kilcullen, which we had on. We never gave the recipe out last week for Kilcullen either.
Oh.
I did post a picture of it on our page. If you go to the Facebook page, you'll see my plate. And I'll tell you, I'm getting hungry right now thinking about it, but it was beautiful. That Kilcullen is like mashed potatoes, and I think there's a little bit of carrots and celery in it and onion and cabbage. So it's kind of like a great little compote on the side of your
And you boil that down?
How's that
prepared?
She boils potatoes and mixes all that stuff together, whips it up with cream, Irish butter, and lots of cool stuff.
So what's Irish butter?
It's from a cow with an accent.
Okay. Yeah. Eats a lot of clover?
Got a little whiskey taste.
All right. Just checking. Wasn't sure what Irish butter was.
Bulls are stout. I know that.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
But sorry. So the best I can do.
Right.
And then a bunch of cabbage, of course, and just a big stack of corned beef. We devoured everything. There was a giant bowl of Kilcullen left on Sunday, and the boys scarfed that up and took it back to their homes.
Yeah, right.
Because they're scarfers.
So you had everybody in for the, the holiday,
we
so
did.
To speak.
Yeah. It was very nice. And we built that big addition on our house. We now have this giant living room, and we did not enlarge our kitchen, to my chagrin. I kept begging Maureen to do so, and you didn't help me in that regard.
Well, I know who's boss. Right.
So we had 30 people in the kitchen, nobody in the living room.
Right, yeah.
But the new island's working out really well. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And when you want to do the rest of it, we'll be there. Right?
Yeah, good.
So, yeah, no big deal. But so, yeah, it was a good week. I just, busy with work. We're both kind of in the construction business.
Mm-hmm.
And I function in one of my roles as kind of a sales manager, and we subscribe to some of this builder track, it's called. It's mm-hmm. tracks the housing permits.
Sure.
Then, holy crap, 2 weeks ago, there was 2 pages when I get the report every week. There were 7 this week.
Right.
So it's the season is upon us, and which is another rite of spring, right? And
yes. If you're in the trades, like in the northern part of the country, you have something called frost laws. So the cement trucks, basically, and the equipment haulers are the ones that are everybody's waiting on.
Right.
So right now the frost laws are in effect, and you can't haul your backhoes, cranes, or cement trucks, form trucks, all that stuff out to the job site. So everybody's like chomping at the bit, and the orders start backing up.
Right.
So when the floodgates hit, boy, it's going to be a whirlwind. And I don't think we're too far away. We've had a little bit of nice weather, and starting to warm up now. So I'm looking forward to everything getting green again.
Yeah, that is good, because then you kind of feel like it is spring a little bit. A couple weeks ago, 3 or 4 now, that when I was down there in Texas, that we were just a little ahead of it down there,
yeah.
too. And now my brother's rubbing it in, sending me pictures of it. You were here 2 weeks too early, that kind of thing. And so it's coming. It's moving north, right?
Yeah.
And we'll get our share
Let's
of it.
Let's hope so. And the Northeast, you folks out in New Jersey listening, you're shoveling yet.
Right, yeah.
So
that's they are.
Just those nor'easters, man. I know I've been in Atlantic City every January for years, and we get killed by a blizzard. So that's the hazards of the East Coast, the Northeast.
Yeah, so coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about what to do in the spring when it's time to pull your equipment out. If you've got one of those clipped man cards where you put your grills and smokers away for the
Ouch.
Year— then now's about the time you're going to get them out, and we're going to talk a little bit about some spring cleanup. So you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.